Or Yud Beis Adar, Monday night, we're learning Shmaitza. The MP3 is, like the Gemara in Brachos talks about, if a cotton could be the mezumen, if a cotton could be the 10th man to make a minyan, if the Aron Kodesh could be the 10th man, the Sefer Torah, so we have just paskened that the MP3 could be the third person to make the quota. So we're giving Shia today to Reb David Cohn and to Reb... I always forget his name. That's very embarrassing. This is very bad. To Reb Yaakov here, and the MP3 player is the third person that makes the quota. Okay, and we're up to Perek Beis, and we have a steer in Rambam. The Rambam paskins that he paskins by the case of the mikvah shenimdad v'nitzachoser. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbonon, I guess we'll call it, that bein bishusar yochid bein bishusar rabim it's tamei badai, which seems to accept the idea of tarted disasre. The Mishnah Melech says no. The Shmaitzer does not like the Mishnah Melech's teretz. That's how we ended up Perek Aleph in the Shmaitzer Gimel. But in the case that the Gemara itself compares it to, which is the Yayin, and he's taking off Trumas and Maisris, and it's Chometz all of a sudden, and again you have the same dynamic because really you have Tarted Disaster and all of that. So the other Rama Paskins, what's the Shitas Rav Shimon in the Gemara, that it blames a Sofik, not a Vadai. So the Mishnah Melech answered that the Gemara turned away from Tarted Disaster, and you really learn out from Sota that Sofik Kavadai, and you just don't have the din that Bishos Rabbim it's Tohor, because Sof Tumah is not learned out from Tchilos Tumah when it comes to Akula, that Bishos Rabbim it should be Tohor, because Sof Tumah means you were Tomei up till now, and the Sofik is if you became Tohor, as opposed to Tchilos Tumah when the Sofik is if you became Tomei. So if you don't learn it out Lakula, so you end up with Sofik Kabadai. And that's why the Rambam paskins Vaday, and of course that's only a din in Tumah. But the Yayin with the Chaimetz with the Truma is a din of Isavaheta, not a din of Tumah. So the Rambam paskins it's a Safek, because really the Gemara and the Vibo Yosema rejects the idea of Safek of Vaday. The Shmaita did not like that teretz, based on a Tosfos that says a similar Svara. He says that if Birshus HaRabim we say Sfeiko Tohor, even against the Chazaka, even if there's a Cheskas Tumah, so he sees no reason for the Soif Tumah to be more Chomer than the Tchilas Tumah, because we say it right. Now, as you say, if you're going to say Bishus Rabban Sfeiko Tohor, you're going to say it even against the Cheskas Tumah. I'm sorry, even without a Cheskas Torah. So therefore, Soif Tumah is not really more Chomer than Tchilas Tumah. Everybody asked, the people, present company, popped up and said, no, but you're dealing with a Cheskas Tumah. It's much worse than a lack of a Cheskas Torah. You're dealing with a Cheskas Tumah by Soif Tumah. So I think the answer is that's assumed that the Chazakah of the Mikvah or the Chazakah of the Yayin cancels out the Cheskas Tumah. That cancels out. So you don't deal with the Cheskas Tumah as a regular Chazaka. What the Shmaitz is about to say now in Perek Beis is going to bring a smile to your faces, because it's going to bring you back to fond memories of Shmaitz Aleph. And that is, he's going to say that it's Ikba Yisura. And we had that idea, and we also had the idea that even if something's not a Cheskas Tumah, but it is Ikba Yisura. You know, there's a Vaday Tzad of Tumah, and that's the Chumrah.
Even if you don't have two pieces in front of you.
Right. That's one case of Ikba Yisura, two pieces. But another case of Ikba Yisura, he said it by Maria. Very good. By something Gerish, he said the fact that she was an Eish HaSish up till now, even if you don't have the Cheskas Eish HaSish, because that was Isra, but you're going to still consider it by Yisura because of the very fact that she was an Eish HaSish up till now. So that's what the Shmaitz is going to say now, and he's going to change his teretz to but he's going to throw in another twist, as we'll see now as we start Perek Beis. Miu Niro Lefi Meshe Kosef HaRambam this Rambam was also cited by the Shmaitza in Shmaitza Aleph, the Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Tohar, not because it's learnt out from Sota, but Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tohar because of the regular din of Safik Deraisa Lekula. And it's Safik Deraisa Lekula, but and Rabbanah were not Geyser to make it Tomei, because they don't want to be Marbet Tumah. So it's a fair Rambam. The Safik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Tohar Lefisha Kol HaSfeikos are only Midivrei Sofrim, and with your eyes it's Tohar. Something is Tohar. Rabbanah normally came along with Machmir, which they didn't do by Tumah. V'ushitosu B'Sifro Hayad B'Sifro B'Sifro Halacha Yudalin, I don't know what that is, Sifro, before it's laid in Bishmaitz, Alephi, and Shom, that the Rambam holds, having the rice of the Kula. Vim Kain. Iker Halacha B'Sofik Tuma, Eino El Allah, so Sofik Tuma, B'Shus Ayochet Kavadai. So the Halacha that's learned out from Sota, by Sofik Tuma, is only the Chumrat Tzad. Say Sofik Tuma, B'Shus Ayochet, Sveiko Tamei. That was the Shmaitza Shita. We said it's not Mamish Mukhrach, but that's the Shmaitza Shita, that if you have a case where you would have to bring an Oshem Toloi, it's inconceivable that it was mutter to do. That's what the Shmaitza held. And therefore he's forced into saying that Ikba Yisura, the Rambam would be moided as Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. When it's Ikba Yisura, because Ikba Yisura would create and cause an Oshem Toloi. And that's inconceivable that it's going to create and cause a Karbon, but it's mutter to do.
So we also learned even further than that, though, that the Oshem Toloi was like an insurance.
Yeah, but still, if it's mutter to do, you don't need insurance. Now, says the Shmaitza, Ubishem Hochi. So now that we say this, Oshi Shaper, the Lay Alfinan, Seif Tumma, Metchilas Tumma. Why? The Metchilas Tumma. But the reason is, we'll go with the Rambam Shita, Mishum the Kolas Fekos, Mutaros. Mashenkin is Soif Tumma. And the point of Soif Tumma is Ikba Isura. So therefore, Safik is Asr. Now, the Tchilas Tumma is Mutar, even without a Cheskos Taira, because of the regular din of Safik Yerais and Lakula. You don't need a cheskus taira, but by soif tumah it should be sofik deraisa l'chumra, because it took by yitzura. So you can't learn out from there that it should be mutter. So there's no special dinner sofik tumah because a rabbi sveiko tor. It's the regular dinner sofik deraisa l'kula, but soif tumah is ik by yitzura, plain and simple. Veshegem by soif tumah to have ik by yitzura. When she goes to a rambam, vina shem toli al ishish and a skarsha. Sofik Gerishin, that's to Mavorn, your point that maybe by Surah you need two pieces. She says, no. You have the case of this Isha, that's Nisgar Sofik Gerishin, and the Rambam calls it Ikba Yisura. Because you see, you have to be Ganoshim Toli. That's how you know that a Sufik Gerishin is called Ikba Yisura, because Taket says when you have Trey or Trey, so this is like Seitzei, the Parach Abol Eh Boshem Toloi Koi. So how could it be? Because for Atzeis Hashem, why is it Oshem Toloi? Tavla Ikba Yisura, Kimishai Subaches Kaseisha Sish. So this Svara is said by Tosis, that it's called Ikba Yisura if at one point in time she was also. Tavla got the Iskra, Chazoka the Eisha Sish, Yisham Daiko Minsuva. Here he says the Befeirish, what I started off the Shia saying. So there's no Cheskos Tumah, Mishum Deneged Cheskos Tomei, Ika Cheskos Mikvah. Mikol makom ikpa yisura miyahavi. Right, so it's ikpa yisura. Chalecha de ikpa yisura osu min ha-Torah. Ushus ha-Rabim de Torah, enu elu mishum du sveikos mi divreihem. Uchagavno de osu mchol yisura, mishus ha-Rabim ma-mi tomi, mishumokhe le-alfino soif tumi mitchiloso. Ubatoisus de kashi lehu ma-ichilak yesh mitchilos tumi le-sofo. Hainu mishum de toisus virlei de sofeik osu min ha-Torah. Toisus lushit also holds that sofeik is also min ha-Torah. Dik be yisura de bidin oshum toloi, enu elu linyan oshum toloi. That's the gabi de din of oshum toloi. But every sofeik derises lakula. I'm sorry, lakumra. Avalinyan yisura ain't chilek. Mochi kashi lehu by chilek geish me tchilos tumma le sofo. Vuchu leforeish de somech ha-teirut sa kama da voi tarte le reyosa. Aval shitus ha-rambam, the sphirale, the sofeik tumma mishus ha-rambam, the tohor, enu elu mishun sveikos me divreyem. Soif tumma, uchai gav na voi yik be yisura, the osur min ha-teira. See how easy it is when you went to Shmaitz already? Doesn't mean Tomei Vadai, because of Sofik Vadai. It means it's Tomei Misofik. Could be. It's just you're going to say something right. So the Chumra here, because it's Ikbe Yisura. Shem the Betuma Halacha Lasso Sofik Vadai. Oh, no, I'm wrong. He is learning at Sofik Kavadai. Because once you don't have the din of Sofik Bishus Rabbi Tohor, so it's always going to be Sofik Kavadai. So the Vituma Lokalas of Sofik Kavadai. Which is a Yachat Sveiko Kavadai Latuma. Which is a Rabbim Sveiko Kavadai Latira normally. But Vehechadik by Yisura. Which is a Rabbim Avali Sofik. That you're not saying Tohor. B'chol sofik kavadai, avalei vadai tumma. Zel derech harash, b'shev yamishna l'melech.
But how can we consider it...
He still has to answer why it's vadai. That's his problem.
Right.
Because the case of the tevel is sofik. So you say, think me yisura, so sofik deraisa l'chumra. But why is it vadai? By the mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he has to say this dreidel. It's a very interesting dreidel. That you learn out from Sota that Sofek Tuma has to be dealt with Kavadai. You don't like leave it in the matzav of Sofek. It's either going to be Sofek Kavadai Lechumra Tuma in Yishus HaYachid, or it's going to be Sofek Kavadai Tara in Yishus HaRabim. But once it's not Sofek Tuma Tara in Yishus HaRabim, because that's only a manifestation of the din of Sofek Deraisa Lekula, right? Once you don't have that, and you deal with it in Rosh Hashanah also as a Sofek L'chumra, then the Shmaitzah's Mechadesh, you would actually say Sofek Kavadai, even L'chumra, just like in Rosh Hashanah. No, there would be nothing special about Rosh Hashanah, a Rabbi. You would say, once you're not saying Tohor, normal is a Sofek Ikbe Yisura, it blinds, you go L'chumra. It's a Sofek. But it's a Sofek. You don't say Sofek Kavadai, it's a Sofek. That's the Pshat in the Rama by the Chaymitz of the Ayin. He passes it Sofek Tevel. Yeah?
Yeah, but for Dibra Yisura, for the mikvah, I'm still a little bit confused for the principle. In other words, in the case where you have two pieces of meat, and no matter how long two pieces of meat are there, it's in your face. Okay? But the mikvah at
not
that
the mikvah,
point.
The tummy, the Dibra Yisura comes because the person was always tummy. Because of the tumma, the person that you're masubik about that he become tohor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to use the word cheskas tumma because we say that cheskas tumma is canceled out by the chazaka of the mikvah that it was full.
Right.
But it's enough to say that it's ikba yisura. The person was tumme up till a certain point in time, and now you're masubik. That's enough to call it ikba yisura. So you're going to go lechumra. Now the shmaitz is machadish an amazing kiddush. Yeah, that in Rishus HaRabim, according to the Rambam, that in Rishus HaRabim you're dealing with a regular din of something derives from Lekula. If for whatever reason you don't say Lekula, like Ikbe Sura maybe?
When you say something derives from Lekula, normally you're also not saying Vada. Right?
Right, but the Rambam holds by Tumah, that's what the Shmaisel learns.
So
the Rambam
says, when I say Tumah, which is HaRabim, Shmeikul, Tahor.
It Lamaisa means Sofek Kavadai Tahor.
I'm still also learning that. I'm not totally learning that from Suffolk Derisa to Lakula. Still a special thing.
Step one is that it would be Lakula. Step two is Suffolk Kavada. That's what the Shmaitza says. That's what he's machadim.
Because he says,
Yeah, because the Iker did. In other words, Suffolk Tumah, which was a Rabbi Tohar, primarily, is not because it's learned out from Sota, Dafkin, which is a Yachid, but not Rosh Hashanah, which is how everyone else learns. According to the Rambam, Suffolk Tumah, which was a Rabbi Sekel Tohar, is primarily a din of Suffolk Derisa Lakula, not Suffolk Tumah, which was a Rabbi Sekel Tohar. There ain't no such din. The Shmaitza, for some reason, once there exists a halachic reality to the Suffolk, then it's like Suffolk Kavala is going to kick in. Why does the Shmaitza have to say that? Because he has to make that same twist by Yisur. But he has to say that the halacha of Suffolk Kavadai applies to a Suffolk Tumah, even if it's not primarily governed by the rule of Suffolk Tumah Bishos Hayoch and Sveiko Tomei. Because here it's Sveiko Tomei because of Ikba Yisura, which is only a Suffolk. But he wants to end for the Rambam, who says it's Vadai. So he needs the din of Suffolk Kavadai to make it Vadai. So that's why he's machadish this really strange or tremendous chiddish, that Suffolk Tumah will always be learned out from Sota to the din of Suffolk Kavadai. You can't be left with a Suffolk Tumah. It's like the Torah doesn't want you to be left. It's too important, or it's too vital to the fabric of Klal Yisrael to have a Suffolk Tumah. Like, you gotta know where it is. Is it Tumah or it's Torah? He's saying it because that's what allows him to slip it into the Rambam. That even though the primary halacha, I would call it, step one halacha, is that it's Ikba Yisura and it's Suffolk L'chumra, but since we're dealing with Tumah, so now Suffolk Kavadai kicks in. And that's why it's Kavadai. I was saying the Chavis with the Yayin and the Chaymetz and Tevel, that remains Suffolk. Shemach is feeling the Rambam, the Mikvah, Bemish is Yoch, Bemish is Rambam, Tmeos, the Torah is Vadai, I'm meaning, Rishum, the Metumah, Halacha, Lasa, Sofik, Kavadai, Ubish is Yoch, and Sveiko, Kavadai, Lutuma, Ubish is Rambam, Sveiko, Kavadai, Lutora. Now he's saying that even in the Rambam, you're right, he's saying it where the step one is the good old din of Sofik, the Raisa, Lakula. Step one is the good old din of Sofik, the Raisa, Lakula.
That's only theoretically according to the Rambam.
Well, according to the others, it's even more so. That you learn out from Sota that Suffolk Bishus HaRambam is Torah. V'echad Ikba Yisuro, the Bishus HaRambam, Avalei Suffolk, V'chol Suffolk Kavadai, V'avalei Vadai Tumah. That's why Mishnah Chiddush, that even though the reason for when it's the Chumrah, because of Ikba Yisuro, then you'll also say Suffolk Kavadai. But as I say that, if he wants to take care of the Rambam with this Chiddush, then he has to take it to that step. The Yosinira, now he's saying, who says the Rambam means Tumas Vadai by the Mikvah? The Rambam, because the Bemish is a Rambam, Bemish is a Yochat Tumeos, Hainu Shul Tumeim, Hemi Sothik, Bish is a Rambam. The Lashon Tumeos, Hainu Mora Davka Vadai Tumah. The reason everybody assumed it meant Vadai, because or else the din of Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRambam Sveiko Tohor should kick in. Right? If it's a Suffolk, then it should be Tohor and it's just Rambam. If it's a Vadai, not Suffolk Vadai. If it's a Vadai, because of the title of Reyes, so. Right?
They said
there were a war over there. They said that. That must be a Vadai. Everyone assumed it's a Vadai because of Tartel Reyesa. That's why the problem exists. Then the Mishnah Malach's Mechadesh, that you can have a Vadai that you learn out from Sota, and you don't learn out from Sota the Kula that Bishus Rabim Tor. That's. But everybody's still naming on the Rabba Men Vadai. Now the Shmaitz, and on the Shmaitz, I don't know the Pshat with the Rabba Men Vadai. Now we're saying, you know something? Who says the Rabba means Vadai over there? Maybe it means something. The word tomatoes is not an indication. Okay, Mashma Vidivay Rashi. Shapirish Begamor Shom Deporach Dilu Mei Sleis Shabanita Toilin Dilu Hocha Tuma Vadai Upirish Rashi Medictoni Bishus Rabba Tomatoes. Alma Kavadai Mashvile Ayan Shom. Right? So that's the reason. We assume it's Vaday. V'im kein lebozo de mishani lei d'loi alfinan soif tumma mitchilosoi v'im kein besoif tumma roi lios b'shus harabim tomei v'im kein ikalamei mit the tomeos b'shus harabim mainu b'sofik. You don't have to say that it's, you don't have to say that his chiddush that a sofik kavaday din kicks in, right? All you have to do is say that loi alfinan soif tumma mitchilos tumma. So you don't learn out from Saita, let's say, first of all, that's a Rabbi Sekhot Torah, that's for sure not. And even according to the Rambam, you don't learn out any Suffolk Kavadai Dikadin. So everything's left to its own devices. So left to its own devices, you have Ikbe Surah Lamaisa. According to the Rambam, Ikbe Surah, and the whole reason for Suffolk Tumma Mishos Rabbi Sekhot Torah is Suffolk Device of Lakula. Now you have Ikbe Surah, so it's Lachumra. But only me Suffolk. And whoever said there was a stira, like he denies the whole stira. He denies the whole stira. Again, the assumption was made because of the din of Bishus Harabim. It's also called Tommy. It's also called Tommy. And the assumption is if it's only Suffolk, then it should be Torah, Bishus Harabim. So now he's simply answering it. In his last teres, he's simply saying, Ikbe Surah, Taflop, you're wrong.
Once I say
Ikbe Surah, then, because the Rambam holds the whole reason for the entire,
goes away.
The Rambam holds something to me, because Rambam's fake Torah is only because of something to write to the Kula. So now he's just saying Ikbe Surah. He's like solving the whole problem.
I don't have to come back to Vada.
Right.
That's cleaner.
Yeah. What?
It's cleaner, because I don't have to say
Yep. Ikbe Surah.